Oh, so if you don't consider To Kill a Mockingbird racist, says Andrea Weisskopf, then, quote, you have no business discussing any books. Can you even imagine what this lady's personal life must be like? Miserable does not even begin to describe it. Desperate. Hellish. But if she somehow looks familiar, there's a reason for that. You've heard a lot of lectures like this recently from people like Andrea Weisskopf. Stupid people telling you what you're allowed to say and read. That's essentially 2021 summed up in a single sentence. The scariest part is they're telling your kids the exact same thing all day, every day in school. So what effect is that having on your kids, on all of our kids, on the country itself? Well, over time, the effect is unimaginable. For the last year, most parents have put up with this. Either they didn't know it was happening or they felt powerless to stop it from happening. They were afraid to object, to speak up, as lunatics like Andrea Weisskopf hurt their children. But that's changing, finally. Some parents have had enough of this. Watch this mother at this week's Loudoun County School Board meeting.
CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we asked for today, to ban CRT. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet, respectfully.